at the Saskatchewan Cattle Association.
I like it. Speaking of spooky and kooky, let's bring Belton onto the show for its eating time. Hey, Belton, how's it going?
I'm all right. How about yourself there, Evan?
Happy Halloween. Is this so are your kids old enough that they go on their own, or do you still go out with them?
So the two of them, they're old enough where they can, you know, adventure out on their own. And my youngest there, she's six, so I'll be knocking on doors for and grabbing candy bars too.
I like how you put that. I mean, you're part of the action in this, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
We had a couple of people calling in this morning talking about the dad tax, the dad tariff, yes. Right? You know, there's you shake the candy out on the floor, and what's dad's take of all of this?
Well, and I'm gonna tell you, I mean, the dad tax is very important, right? Is you know. For me, my kids, they know they're, you know, if I see Kit Kat and if I see Snickers, they already just shove it to the side because that's his cut.
I like it. So how are you planning? I mean, luckily our radio station is carrying the Jays game. So for a lot of people that are going out trick-or-treating, I think they're going to have at least one earbud in trying to listen to the game. Is that your plan?
Well, so Evan, I can, you know, with my phone, I can watch the game. So I'm trying to figure out how to place my phone on with my daughter so if I'm walking behind, I can still watch the game and got my, like you said, an earpiece in.
Yeah.
Listen to everything because that's going to be a huge game tonight, man.
Yeah, it is. How are you feeling? I mean, I had Jamie on this morning, and he said he's talked himself into the fact he thinks there's a chance the Jays are going to do it tonight. You think they'll win tonight?
And that's the thing, right? That's the one thing I've noticed the entire series is how well the Jays have hit the ball, right? And if they're hitting those pitches from the Dodgers, you know, I have no doubt that they could do it tonight because – to me, Evan, when you have a team on the ropes, like the Dodgers are right now, you finish them off, right? You finish them. You do not give them hope because hope is a dangerous thing, man.
You know, I'm curious. I mean, you've played a lot of high-level professional sports in your days. A lot of people talk about this Jays team that, yes, they've got talent, but their heart is what is pulling them together and is pushing them forward. Can you talk about the importance of that when it comes to team atmosphere, attitude, teamwork, all of that stuff?
Well, and the thing is, I think the players, the Jays players, I think they feel that energy and everything from the crowd. And, you know, to me, that's part of the heart is when you have the fan base in it. And guess what, Evan? Their fan base isn't just, you know, Toronto or Ontario. Mm-hmm. It's the whole freaking nation of Canada, right? So, and even, well, I think it might have been, what game did they win? 11-4. Was it the first game, I think?
Right,
and,
yep.
Yeah, so, and remembering that game, you know, it was slow, right? It was, you know, the Dodgers, I believe, had the lead there, and all of a sudden, the bats start cracking, and just that energy, that explosion throughout that stadium, that's what I think carried that team. And if they win tonight, I think that's what's going to carry them as well.
Yeah, it's big, that's for sure. Let's just talk football for a second. The Riders, of course, not playing this weekend, but they will be watching because, of course, the West Final that the Riders will be hosting, we find out this weekend who they will play. Who would you think would be a better choice? If you're the Riders, who do you want to win this game between BC and Calgary?
My hat's on BC, Evan, and I'm going to tell you what. You know, the Stamps, they've beaten the Riders, both games during the regular season, right? It was like the Stamps were the kryptonite and everything. And whereas the BC Lions, the Riders have beat them. And the most recent game was last week there. BC, yes, they beat the Riders, but guess what, Evan? The Riders were playing a lot of third, fourth string guys, and they were – oh, and don't forget the ref.
I was going to say, let's not forget those calls.
Yeah. I'm still hot on those two. So I just like the Riders' chance a little bit better, just knowing how they played the regular season versus the BC Lions there.
And a quick shout out to, of course, head coach Corey Mace and Jermarcus Hardrick, both named CFL West Division Award winners. That's pretty good news.
That is, and, you know, both well-deserving. You know, with Mace, I don't think I could speak enough of him. Just everything he's brought to this organization, the team, the culture, you know, just everything has gone well for the Riders since he's joined and everything, mm-hmm. right? And, yeah. and Jamarcus, absolutely. The O-line, that's the heartbeat of many teams, and it certainly is for the Riders.
Okay, we got to get cooking here. What have we got coming for It's Eating Time today, Belton?
So what we got for you today, Evan, is crock pot beef ramen. And, okay. you know, this is one of those, I call it a comfort food and everything, because don't know about you, but I ate a lot of ramen during my college days there at Ole Miss. So.
Yeah.
So the first thing we want to do is get out a skillet, get the heat going, and we're going to brown ground beef and you know, cook it till it's no longer pink and everything. Get it nice and brown and drain off any grease. And we're going to put it in the crock pot, the ground beef.
Okay.
All right. So we got the ground beef cooked. It's in the crock pot. The next thing we want to do is we want to add in carrots, red bell pepper, and scallion to the crock pot. So we got those items in there.
Okay.
The next thing we're going to do, Evan, in a bowl, we're going to whisk together some garlic soy sauce, brown sugar, and beef stock. Once we got that all whisked together, we're going to pour that sauce into the crock pot, and we're going to stir everything, the ground beef, the veggies, the sauce we just added, get that all stirred up. Are you still there?
I'm right here, buddy. You bet.
All right. So we got our crock pot nice and filled. The next thing we're going to do, we're going to cover it. We're going to cook it on low for about 4 to 6 hours. And while that's going, we just let it cook and everything, but about 30 minutes before serving, we're going to add dry rum and noodles. So we don't need the seasoning pack or anything. We're just going to get the rum and noodles out of the pack. We're going to put it into the crock pot there when it's about 30 minutes out from serving.
Okay, and then just go in dry.
Just go in dry.
Okay.
'Cause we got lots of liquid in there, yep. right, to absorb that. All right. So once we got the dry ramen in there, we're going to stir the noodles frequently to make sure they all get covered and cooked evenly.
Okay.
And Evan, when the noodles are tender, it's time to dish up. And guess what, Evan?
What, Belton?
It's eating time.
Yes, it is. It's eating time. I didn't even have time to grab my favorite ladle.
Well, this one, I know my kids, they really love it, right? They do, you know, noodles, spaghetti, macaroni, and all that stuff. And
sure.
It's a nice, easy recipe. It's a good comfort meal. You know, the temperatures are starting to drop. I think they warm back up a little bit over the weekend here, though.
Yep. I love it. It's a good one. We'll throw it up on our social media. I know you'll do the same, Belton. Always appreciate having you come by. Happy Halloween. Go Jays, Belton.
Hey, happy Halloween, and yes, go Jays.
Have a good one, buddy. Belton Johnson, and it's eating time, thanks to our friends at the Saskatchewan Cattle Association. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.